On this episode of The Edge, I interview Carrie Locke, Senior Director of Digital Marketing here at ClearEdge, on Google for Jobs. Google for Jobs is a new feature on Google that is all the buzz among recruitment firms and really any organization seeking top talent. Carrie is here to explain exactly what Google for Jobs is and how your organization can get started with Google for Jobs today. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Emily Tatum. Thank you for joining onto the Edge podcast today. And today I have a ClearEdge member with me on the interview, Carrie Locke. She is the Senior Director of Digital Marketing here at ClearEdge, and she has graciously come on the podcast today to talk about Google for Jobs. Carrie, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Emily. Glad to be here.
So we have heard from a number of people in the industry, clients, prospects, people that we partner with. They are curious about Google for Jobs. This is somewhat of a new concept, new rollout for Google. So I wanted to have you on the podcast today to give us at a high level some insight into Google for Jobs. So Carrie, what is Google for Jobs?
Yeah, great question. Great place to start. So really, the short answer is that Google for Jobs is designed to better connect job seekers with the right positions and companies. So that's really Google's objective with this release. And the features triggered when you enter a job seeking query just from directly into the regular Google search box. There's no special URL for this job search tool. Google for Jobs really combines a couple of things that Google has released recently, one being the Google Cloud Jobs API. So I know that sounds pretty technical, but that was released last November, and it's really intended to be a powerful search engine that puts it in the hands of the job seekers. So in order to launch Google for Jobs, Google partnered with major job recruitment players like CareerBuilder, Monster, LinkedIn, Glassdoor, and several others. And the result is a streamlined job search engine that sorts and collects listings from all over the web. So that's kind of what it is in a nutshell. It essentially job listings from multiple search engines, including the ones that I named previously. And it's really a nice way to put those job posts all in one place for the job seeker.
Okay, that's awesome. So you basically, I'm a job seeker. I go into Google, I type in marketing director, and Google populates jobs that I could be interested in.
Absolutely. And the key to make that happen is to make sure that your organization is set up for Google for Jobs.
Okay, so why should organizations use Google for Jobs if we have other platforms like Monster and things like that? Why should they use Google for Jobs?
Yeah, it's really all about streamlining the process. And since Google is such a popular search engine, it's really all about bringing it together in one place. So Google released the markup specifically for Google for Jobs so that it can help clients' jobs on their career pages get indexed by and search well on the Google for Jobs platform. So it's something employers and talent acquisition firms should do in order to be competitive in the quest for talent. And if you take a look at, for example, the Google blog, some of the benefits that they list to employers include having a prominent place in search results. So if your job posts are indexed for Google for Jobs, they're going to be eligible to be displayed in this new job feature. It's going to show the company's logo. It'll include reviews, ratings, and job details. Again, all in one place. Additionally, Google's really touting the ability to get in front of motivated applicants. So job seekers are going to be able to filter by different criteria, including location and job title. And this really means that companies are more likely to get the applicants who are looking exactly for that job that they are posting for. Additionally, I would say increased chances of discovery and conversion is definitely a benefit. Job seekers are going to have a new avenue to interact with company postings, and they're going to be able to click through directly from the Google for Jobs interface to the site or wherever that particular job posting lives.
Okay. So I'm an organization. This is interesting me. How do you set it up? How do organizations use Google Jobs?
Yeah, there are two ways that you can ensure that Google can find your job postings. The first one is by having a direct integration with Google. So if your organization has a website and your job postings are being published on that website, and the third factor there is that you're able to edit the HTML on the job postings, then you can use job posting structured data markup and that to directly integrate with Google. So Google provides this to developers, and if you have internal resources on your team, they're able to follow very detailed instructions that Google provides in order to add that structured data markup to the job posts. The other way is by using a third-party job site. So any organization can ensure that their job posts are indexed by Google by posting their jobs via a third-party job site that has integrated with Google. So there's a number of these that have already done so. And this, if you're pushing your jobs out to those third-party sites, this will take care of that, you know, for you, because they already have that structured data added to the posts when you're leveraging them as the way that you're putting those posts out over the web.
Okay. And just to clarify, when you're saying markup, are you referring to a price?
No, good question. The markup is actually the code that you add on the back end. So this is something that's going to tag those posts. And so when the when Google is searching and indexing the sitemaps for the posts, it's then able to pull that information via this code.
Okay. Is there a price to Google for Jobs?
There is no price unless you're, again, leveraging a third-party tool, or if you have, if you're outsourcing the setup of the Google for Jobs code and indexing to a provider or developer that was setting that up for you. But there's no expense or price or fee related to Google itself.
Awesome. That makes it even easier for organizations to find the right candidates.
Definitely.
So, say you have Google for Jobs set up. How does it work? How does it work from the back end? How does Google pull the job listings?
Yeah, good question. So the markup that I mentioned earlier that Google released, it's basically allows, again, that job posting structured data to be added to your job posts. So this will ensure, again, that the jobs on your career pages are getting indexed by and are ranking high on Google for Jobs. So as I mentioned before, Google provides very detailed explanation of how to create these job postings and instructions on how to use the structured data to boost those rankings. So essentially, to get each job listing up, Google also instructs businesses to submit a sitemap with a date for each listing. So this is a current, it can be even up to an hour sitemap that's essential to strong rankings. And the reason behind that is because it's a tool that informs Google of any changes to the job posts or any posts that have potentially been removed. So this keeps it really dynamic in nature.
Okay. I feel like if I was an organization and I had to hand over my sitemap of my website, I could be a little bit nervous about that. Does Google for Jobs alter the appearance of your website in any way then?
No, it doesn't at all. Adding the markup and submitting the sitemap all happens behind the scenes. So it's all happening on the back end of your website.
Okay. Google just controlling more of the internet.
Yes.
So are all current job platforms and applicant tracking systems compatible with Google for Jobs?
Not yet, but many of them are already. An organization can ensure that its jobs are indexed by posting on one of those third-party applicant tracking systems or job boards that I mentioned earlier. These include Facebook, LinkedIn, Glassdoor, CareerBuilder, Monster. Those are a few and many others that have already integrated their job posting content with Google. So new jobs that you post or distribute on one of those platforms are going to be optimized to appear in the search results. There's a list of current sites that have integrated their job job posting content with Google available directly from Google. And this Google for Jobs search feature is open to for any site to integrate. So your best bet is to ask your ATS provider or the job board or job distributor that you use if they have already integrated with Google.
Yeah. And even though this is somewhat of a new feature, it sounds like so many platforms are already integrated with Google, which makes sense because why wouldn't you want your platform to be integrated with Google and coming up on their search results for when candidates are typing in positions?
Absolutely. You don't want to be left behind.
Yeah. And I feel like this is great too. It really pushes HR teams to have a streamlined employer brand, because if they're pulling information from Glassdoor, you want to make sure that you are on your Glassdoor, you are replying to any negative reviews so that candidates can see, you know, your perspective on any negative reviews as the organization who's getting the negative review. And as well, just populating content in there as well as other sites, but making sure that you're on top of your employer brand, because if Google is pulling all of this information, you want to make sure that your best foot is put forward.
Definitely. Yes. And I would encourage listeners and everyone to take a look at what happens when you test this. So go into Google, enter a search query and then take a look at the kind of results that you get. You'll see that you'll see a very basic job description that's being pulled. But as I mentioned earlier, it is pulling some of those key pieces of information, as you mentioned, about your employer brand and about your organization. And then the nice thing is it links directly to the source of that job post. So that may be your company website or potentially a job board where you have that that job post listed. So again, it really connects people directly to, you know, where they can find more information about your organization. So keeping up on your employer brand is definitely key.
Yeah. And it goes back to what you were saying with Google for Jobs is really an opportunity for employers to increase the resumes that they have coming through the door, increase their visibility with candidates.
Absolutely.
So you've built a really great case for Google for Jobs. How can organizations get started with Google for Jobs today?
Yeah, for some firms, the tools and the guidelines that I referenced earlier that Google provides will be exactly what they need to get those Google job listings going. In some cases, for others, this may be an undertaking that a company's internal team maybe doesn't have the time for, or one that requires some added technical expertise to manage outside of your organization. So at ClearEdge, you know, we help clients with this process. We've also posted a blog on our website that details the steps. So if you're interested in learning more, that would be a great place to look and to check that out, to access the information from Google that I've referenced here today. So those are some of a couple ways that you can kind of take that next step or start planning for how you want to implement and integrate the Google for Jobs into your job posts.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Carrie. I'm sure in even just a couple months here, Google for Jobs is going to be something that every employer brand is doing for sure.
Definitely.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you for coming on and informing all of us about Google for Jobs.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode on The Edge about Google for Jobs. I hope you found it informative. And if you have any questions about Google for Jobs for Carrie or for ClearEdge in general, you can email Carrie at C, as in cat, lock, LOCH, at clearedgemarketing.com. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please share it with your friends. Any other organization seeking top talent who might be interested in Google for Jobs, you can share this with them on our website. And you can also listen to this podcast on iTunes. So rate and subscribe to this podcast there so that you don't miss any episodes. Thank you.